Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Those ancillary things that you learn when you're a kid sometimes stick with you for life. Science, Sleuth and Solve is by Victor Escondel, and it's full of those ancillary stories and things that kids may not understand now, but they'll understand later. A great example of this is when I was a kid, I used to watch Super Friends, and you know, it was great television in the 70s when we had to watch cartoon only on Saturday mornings. Urgh! Anyway, one of them had a bit where Aquaman had to pull a friend's eyelid down over his lower eye because his buddy had something in his eye, and it created the tears that flushed out the eye. Science, Sleuth and Solve, has 20 things that are like that that may not make much sense to some kids at first, but then when they think about it, the lessons can be extrapolated to other things. And what's neat about this book is it does it in a very illustrated comic book format, where it sets up a kind of a, sometimes a whodunit, help the criminal get caught, or what happened here and why didn't this work, formula with some really crazy illustrations and a 3 to 5 step process to which it's spelled out, and the experiment or the thing fails for some reason, and you are asked as the reader to figure out why it didn't work. And in the package, you can figure it out after you get a moment to think about it, and you think logically, you use the scientific method. What do you see? And that's where a lot of kids are going to fail at this, but that's also where they'll enjoy it. They'll say, well, why didn't this work? Why was the criminal caught? Why were the dirty dishes a great place to hide something? It's neat and it's clever also because the answer to these solutions is on the same pages. It's not on the back of the book. If the answers were in the back of the book, then people would just go to the back of the book and see all the answers and not read each page. But because each page has the answers on it in a fold-out tab, they fold out the tab and they see what the answer is to that page and its challenge. Pretty clever. It's going to be great for those, I'm going to call them 4th, 5th, and some 6th graders. Even though the STEM knowledge, the science knowledge, is going to be great for all the way for 4th through middle school. The art and its approach might be a little too juvenile for those 7th or 8th graders, but the lessons are going to be solid. So I'll call it good, reluctant STEM food for middle school and a go-to book for those 4th and 5th graders that want to dig more into science and its mysterious applications.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.